Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey there, friends. Love coming to you every summer, every July. This is our 13th season on the Treasure Coast Insider. Proud to be able to give you all you need so that you are in the know for where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. And I just love that intro voice for our friend Donna Roberts Mitchell. I just love hearing her be a part of the show, and the legacy continues. True Color Salon and Spa this July has some incredible specials going on, right? So if you are looking to add some highlights or some lowlights, do some changes for the summer, they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, which is pretty incredible. So you can experiment and then tweak if needed if you don't absolutely love it. And then they give out a tip each month. And for the month of July, they did say, listen, Malibu treatments and deep conditioning with all that swimming is a really good idea. And they have those products available on special for the balance of the summer. So True Color Salon, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. I love them. You will love them too. In Vero off of Old Dixie, we appreciate their collaboration and partnership with the program. Also, a shout out, of course, to treasurecoast.com. It's a website with over 80,000 unique views each and every month and a free calendar of events. So if you are a for-profit business and you have live music or specials, or if you are a not-for-profit like our guest here today, you can upload a variety of upcoming events like sunset concerts and exhibits and more. That's right. If I have given you some clues, you might already know our friends at Martin Arts is our guest here today. And of course, they take advantage of the free platform that treasurecoast.com provides. But as friends and relatives come into town, make sure you check it out because they even give you updates on road closures, beach updates, and the like. That's really important and helpful information. So speaking of Martin Arts, today on the show, Caitlin Ann Johnson, the community and outreach manager, is with us with lots of exciting things in store. You all have been busy this summer.
Oh, yes, we have, and yes, we are.
Now, one of the things that I've always loved in support of Martin Arts, and this is my last year serving on the board representing White Glove Moving and Storage, and the collaboration has always been strong because we are big supporters of the arts. In fact, we are certified fine art movers and professional installers, hangers. I mean, who knew that there was a certification for that? But I assure you folks, there is. So we've always loved the energy that Martin Arts brings and being a part of the annual Arts Fest, which is held when the weather is so favorable in early February. But I love that the activities don't stop just because summer's here, and the venue that you all have presently really lends itself to welcoming people in and experiencing some of old Florida, right, with all that beautiful terrazzo and whatnot at the Cultural Courthouse Center. So what exhibit can folks see if they pop by and enjoy some of that air conditioning that y'all provide?
Oh, and the air conditioning is lovely inside yes. here, I'll tell you that. So right now, our current exhibit, it's Infinite Possibilities. It's a showcase of all the diverse talents of our Martin Arts artist members. So we have about 98 pieces of work on display right now, and that's provided by close to 60 member artists of ours. And everything is just so incredible. No matter what your taste in art is, there is something you're going to connect with.
Oh, wow. 98 pieces.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot.
And is there a cost for folks if they're meandering around Ocean in downtown Stewart and they say, I'm intrigued, I should go in? I mean, what's the protocol?
So we never expect anything. We're here for the public. We just love people to engage with the arts in Martin County. There is a $5 suggested donation when you come to visit us, and that's so we can continue on our mission to, you know, inspire passion and participation for the arts all throughout Martin County.
I think that that makes perfect sense and something that is easily giveable indeed. Now, one of my favorite traditions with Martin Arts is the idea that art isn't just applied on a canvas, right? There's so many varieties of arts, and that's one of the things that I've always fell in love with and have seen up close and personal with Arts Fest by incorporating Chopped and doing the culinary arts, by having live theater and live musical performance during Arts Fest, as well as the talented artists, no matter their medium. So Sunset Concert is happening for July.
It is. Sunset Concerts happens every second Tuesday of every month. We are now officially year-round, so we don't take a break in the summer anymore. And this Tuesday, July 11th, we have Jazz in the Gallery being brought to us from the Al Hager Trio. And if you know Al and you know his musical partners, you know you're in for a treat.
Oh, that sounds fun. So what does the evening for Sunset Concert look like? Because I know a lot of folks during the earlier parts of the year are, I mean, we just are pulled in so many different directions when season is at its peak. So there might be a lot of folks that are listening and saying, wow, my Tuesday happens to be open. What should I do?
So every second Tuesday of every month from 5:30 to 7, we have our Sunset Concerts. It's always free if you're a member of Martin Arts, but it is open to the public. And that magic number, that $5 suggested donation, is all we ask. For you to enjoy some great live local music, all while sitting within our gallery. So you're taking in the visual arts around you, and you're taking in the musical arts being performed in front of you, and it's just always such a nice evening.
So one does not need to bring their own chair. One does not need to bring anything other than themselves and
just
enjoy.
Show up. Ugh. Show up and be ready to have a good time.
And then there's just so many great dining options that is a simple stroll about thereafter. I mean, it's a complete evening.
Oh, it really is. I mean, we're lucky enough to be situated right here in the heart of, you know, downtown Stewart. You could easily walk to the main downtown strip. You've got the Creek District just a block away. And then, of course, we've got restaurants all up and down East Ocean, any of which come with a high recommendation, at least from me. I'm a food lover, and I've tried them all. I love them all. I can't speak enough good things about them all.
It's the small sacrifices, Caitlin, that we have to endure representing our organizations the way that we do. And speaking of that, I just want to give a quick shout out, of course, to the White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery team and their efforts year round to help making moving a pleasurable and cost effective experience. Whether you are moving locally or you're coming into or out of Florida as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, we can certainly help make that feasible, as well as just simply be your go-to to help a little bit with the heavy lifting. If you're planning on a renovation, you need some items shifted or brought into some temporary climate-controlled storage, or if you just have some beautiful art pieces that you procure from one of the exhibits that you then ultimately need hung perfectly so in your home. Now, Caitlin, one of the things that I think is really fascinating that you had touched on is the idea of membership to Martin Arts. And I know that so many people love to take advantage of some of your bigger events throughout the year, yet there's perks to be had from an annual perspective that really is quite cost effective.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for mentioning that. We have memberships at all, for any budget, really. We have individual memberships. We have family memberships. We have what we consider our director circle and Encore Society memberships. And every bit goes to helping Martin Arts continue on its mission. You know, we're all about the arts in every fashion, every medium here in Martin County. We want to see it thrive. We want the artists to thrive. And membership at Martin Arts helps make that happen.
I think that that's really interesting. And can that all be done via the web?
Absolutely. If you head over to martinarts.org, you would go under the Support the Arts tab, head over to membership, and you can read all about the various levels of membership we offer. and what kind of benefits those come with.
Very cool. Now, speaking of those benefits, there is something new in the horizon that will be taking place in just a few short days. Art of the Pour. Tell me more.
I am very excited about this one. This is brand new programming from Art and Arts. It's something we haven't tried before. And you had mentioned the Chopped competition that we incorporate every year in our Arts Fest. Well, we decided, you know, there's an art to cocktail making. There is an art to serving an adult beverage, if you will, and even mocktails. They've kind of had a big presence recently. And there's an artful way to do that, an artful way to craft those cocktails, and an artful way to serve them. So Art of the Pour, it's extremely limited. I do have to say that. The seating, the availability for a spot in each one of these sessions is extremely limited. So I encourage you, if it's something you're interested in, head over to martinarts.org, support the arts, events or events and programs. Over on the events side, you'll see Art of the Pour. Claim your spot early because you're going to learn not only how to make these drinks, you're going to learn suggested ways to serve them, and you're even going to take home some of what you need to make that happen.
Okay, I'm beyond intrigued. now, is this something that is happening all in one night at a particular venue, or is it happening at your headquarters? Tell us more.
So our very first session will be on Monday, July 17th. It is a Tito's vodka-based cocktail, and that's all I'll reveal at the moment.
Okay.
But you will receive a full bottle of Tito's to take home with you, a nice cocktail shaker. You'll receive other ingredients to replicate this cocktail at home. And then moving forward in the weeks and months to come, we're going to switch it up. You might be involved in a wine and chocolate pairing, who's to say. You might be involved in some locally brewed beer and how to pair those with other items. And then, of course, who doesn't love a good cocktail? We might do something else, maybe a different liquor.
Okay, well, this is fun. And we can, again, just go to the website, reserve our space presently because it's limited.
It is extremely limited. And we do that so that each member can really get the information without competing with a large group, but then also what you're taking home at the end of the night. We want this to be special for those who are able to attend.
And one more time with the website.
So the website is martinarts.org, and if you're interested in registering a spot for Art of the Pour, you're going to head over to the Programs and Events tab, and under Events, you'll see Art of the Pour. Just click on it, and you'll be able to fill out your registration form.
Oh, my goodness. You know, speaking of artists, one of the sponsors on our program are True Nail Artists. That's right, at Foxy Nails. They have two locations, one in Vero in the Fresh Market Plaza, the other off of Seaway Drive on South Hutchinson Island. It's incredible. You bring them a design, an image, and they can replicate it. What's really awesome beyond that is the look lasts for weeks. The pricing is fair. The experience while you're there is fun. You never know who you're going to run into. They offer up wine. They offer up sodas and water. I mean, it's just really an experience. They have seating for little kids with fun Disney chairs. I've seen bridal showers take place there with a little pampering session prior to. It's just really incredible, the artistry and the commitment to the community that the Tran family that owns the Foxy Nails has been able to put forth since they've opened. So again, two locations, Vero, South Hutchinson Island, Foxy Nails, True Artisans, Nail Artisans, and partners of the program. We're chatting about Martin Arts and what they have in the horizon for this summer. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Sturgis Lumber and Hardware has what you need for hurricane season. Lumber and plywood, straps, ties, and bolts, plus the service to find what you need. Be ready now. Sturgis Lumber and Hardware, US 1 Vero Beach. Be hurricane ready with Sturgis Lumber and Hardware. Sturgislumber.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name. Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit ITEX.com.
Start your day with fuel in your tank with breakfast at Marsh Landing. You'll love our biscuits and gravy, sweet potato pancakes, or eggs benedict with a fried green tomato. And how about a mimosa or a monster Bloody Mary? It's breakfast, old Florida style, at Marsh Landing in Fellsmere.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Yeah, our second Saturday of July. It's just flying by. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the month of July. It could be because it's my birthday month. Maybe that's it. But it really is a great time. So many people are out exploring, taking advantage of kids being out of school. And I just love the summertime for so many reasons. And if you're looking for something fun to do, treasurecoast.com can be a great resource for you. That's right. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. And treasurecoast.com is a proud partner of the program. They have an interactive calendar where you can upload your own information. So if you are a for-profit business and you want to highlight live music or specials or a private cooking dinner night, well, by means, you should upload it. It's free. Or not-for-profits like our friends from Martin Arts. You can upload some great information about what's on the horizon, like sunset concerts, art of the poor, new exhibits, and so much more. TreasureCoast.com, we really appreciate their partnership. And, of course, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They make home loan packaging an art form. Ha! Yep, so clever. That's right. That's what I do here. Caliber has multiple offices throughout the Treasure Coast. Shannon, Lucy, and the team, they really know what they're doing. They only do home loans. You are a priority. It's a complimentary consultation with a variety of packages. So consider giving them a try if you're looking to upsize, downsize, or perhaps purchase for the first time. Caliber Home Loans. On today's broadcast, we're chatting with Caitlin Ann Johnson. She's the community and outreach manager over at Martin Arts. Darling, I was so impressed by our giving luncheon and the response that we got from the community at that particular event. It was all hands on deck, from the staff to the volunteers to board members, inviting folks. I mean, wasn't that something special at the Flagler Center a few months back?
That was absolutely amazing. And thank you again for being our MC that afternoon. You did an amazing job. It's always nice teaming up with you. And I agree. Everyone in the room was just in good spirits. There was a feeling of service and giving over a really delicious meal.
And of course, afterwards, folks got to tour the former Martin County High School, which we are well in the process of making into an arts campus that will really just thrive. It's a project that's years down the road for its entire fruition, but it's something that folks can join, become a member of Martin Arts now, and be involved in so many of these fun things that we will be spearheading as an effort to make this goal a reality in the coming years. That it's a great time to join.
Oh, absolutely. And we are so excited about the Stewart High School project. It will be an all-encompassing arts campus. We intend to have rehearsal spaces for performing arts. The theater will be refurbished, and although it'll pay respect to its original design and architecture, there will be the modern technologies included so that we can bring high-caliber shows to the area. There'll be music rehearsal rooms. There'll be studio spaces for visual artists. We even intend to have a little cafe available. That way, if you're hanging out, you're making art, or maybe you're there supporting an artist or seeing the art, you can grab yourself a little coffee or something. So we're working out all those details, and we are just so excited for all the possibilities.
Yes, and speaking of possibilities, Infinite Possibilities is the current exhibit that's transpiring now through when?
It ends on July 28th. And we're always sad to see our annual artist member showcase go, but right behind it, we have another amazing exhibit for you to check out. The fun just never stops around here.
And at Infinite Possibilities, you had mentioned there's nearly 100 pieces of art with 60 of our local member artists on display. What a great way to beat the heat if you're strolling around downtown Stewart. Throw in a couple of bucks in the donation box and be able to really soak up the true talent that's right here, homegrown in our community.
It's an amazing way. And if you're looking to take a piece of art home, you're looking to make a slightly larger impact in the community in the way of a donation, all of the artists featured in this show have contributed an original 9x6 piece of art. All of the funds raised by the purchase of those pieces goes directly to benefiting arts education programs in Martin County.
Oh, wow. That's a bonus.
Yeah. So even more of a reason, come check it out and you can leave and take something home with you, all while leaving a nice impact on the arts community.
And in the event that our listeners aren't available to do that during the day in the coming weeks, they could take advantage of that same opportunity this coming Tuesday during the Sunset Concert, yeah?
Absolutely. All the artwork is there, including those 9x6 pieces. And yeah, if you're there, I mean, why not kill two birds with one stone? You get to hear a great concert and maybe leave with some artwork.
I think that we've just planned out their Tuesday.
I mean, we've made it easy. Just show up.
That's it. And who is our jazz band again?
That would be the Al Hager Trio. And if you know anything about the jazz scene in Martin County, and particularly Al Hager and the group of musicians he keeps around him, you know you're in for a treat.
I feel like they're all going to be so debonair. And,
oh,
right? It's
going to
be
top-notch.
So swanky. I love that word, swanky. I feel like it just goes hand in hand with jazz. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
So appropriate. And then in our final minute, Caitlin, just one more time, Art of the Poor. This is all new. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning of this segment, all new things are on the horizon as we continue to ramp up our efforts to bring additional exposure to the upcoming arts campus and the like. Art of the Poor, July 17th. They can jump on the website, look at that under programming, as well as reserve space for the concerts, see upcoming exhibits, consider membership. What's that website?
That website is martinarts.org.
Caitlin, I am so proud of the work that the organization continues to do. Martin Arts is really a staple in the community, and it helps to inspire other counties throughout the Treasure Coast to continuously expand upon their arts programs and districts. Like you said, the Thriving Creek District right next door, there's just so much to take advantage of. Art, let it continue to flow.
Yes, I agree.
Check us out online, treasurecoastinsider.us, for this show and past. Live link to our sponsors. Wishing you a safe and wonderful weekend. Cheers.